Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello there and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford.
I thought you weren't going to say your name then. I thought you changed.
Yeah.
You're going to be like me. You know who this is, guys.
You know me. I don't need no introduction.
Do you want some news from our friend Toby?
Bevins?
Carvery.
Ooh, yes.
Toby Carvery are now offering to cater for weddings at £10 a head. And they launched this the year you're getting married.
Wow.
Please tell me that this is off the back of you contacting them and they've decided to launch that nationwide.
That? I mean, is it the full carvery for a tenner?
I don't know if you'd get a carvery. Yeah, maybe. I bet you would, actually.
Wedding.
I don't want to speak for the guys at Toby. I was working on another show this week.
Roast dinners for $9.99. It's actually cheaper.
Oh, that's exceptional, isn't it? Everyone's talking about the wedding where they had Toby Carvery.
God,
yeah, there's bloody Toby Carvery at the wedding.
Oh, it's too late for me now, but oh, I hope I tell you what, if any of our listeners are getting married,
it's not too late to pull out of the Greggs deal, is it?
Yeah. If any of our listeners are getting married and they are looking for the catering and they do this, maybe we could be like Scylla, we could go along.
Well, do you want a middle ground? I was working on my other podcast this week, and we've been discussing the Prime Minister gravy fondue, which I think I texted you about. Somebody at their wedding bought a chocolate fountain and filled it with gravy, and had roast potatoes and Yorkshire puddings to dip in it. And I just think that is just an that's just one, it makes me proud. You know, Attenborough this week's done his video about, you know, we've only got these years left, but there's still time and we mustn't lose hope, and pictures of animals and the majesty of nature. I love all that. But I tell you what, there's an audience you're not going to reach with that, and that audience needs video footage, like a GIF of a constantly rotating gravy fountain with a Yorkshire pudding being dipped in it and being told, there's so much we haven't discovered yet about what is wonderful about being alive. Just give us the chance. Oh,
John, that's deep.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, the world is a wonderful place. Football, shit. Uniquely joyless experience, but the world is lovely and people are good.
I'm glad you think that. I feel like you've changed. You didn't used
to
think that.
I've started doing a lot of drugs.
What sort? What do you like?
Oh, all of them. Anything I can find. Just picking stuff up. Vitamin D. High-strength vitamin D supplement. How many micrograms are you on a day?
I don't know. Whatever I got done at Tesco.
I'm on 2,000 a day, mate. 2,000 Ds a day.
What's the RDA on the old Vit D?
Oh, less than that.
Here he comes, Vit Diesel. Oh, why have I never thought of that before? Improv.
Improv. Vitamin-based improv.
Oh, that's a good idea. I love vitamins, you know. Vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, well, let's move on to the next topic. We've had an email in. Let's vitamin see what it says.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
What am I reading?
No, just kidding. I was like, going along with it.
You're such a good actor. You've really changed since you became a playwright.
Yeah, I, as a playwright and author, I just think the arts are so important, so I can't try.
What is next for you? Modern art?
Who knows? Who knows?
You?
Hope, just more podcasts, I think.
Yeah. Wrung that market dry, aren't you?
No.
You got one of each. You got a crime one, you got a football one. I was going to label this the comedy one, but I don't want to take the piss. But you've got this one.
Yeah.
You've got your politics. What's left? There's no podcast left you haven't done. Well, yeah. one with your partner. Are you going to do that? That's don't my patch, so. Mate. Don't you fucking defy. Ooh. Fine, you are doing a podcast about you and your partner airing your pettigrew. Do you know somebody tweeted this week? Somebody tweeted me and Lucy. Someone tweeted me and Lucy and said, please, just get divorced if you hate each other that much.
Wow.
Really made me laugh.
It was Lucy's mum. Well, I'll tell you what, we've had quite a few emails, John.
Oh, no, we haven't.
We have.
Do we go through these properly? Because I know our producer Danny does the emails, but I want to know he's on top of it. I would be ashamed to work on a podcast where we've got like 2,000 unread emails because he's not on top of the junk.
Danny filters it down. Now, before we come on to those emails, as I said, I was at West Ham yesterday and a lot of West people Ham. Were talking. Well, the Lions. A lot of people were talking. I was in the press box for some of it. It was very.
Were you shushing them? Shh. Trying to watch the game.
You didn't have to shush them, mate, honestly.
Yeah.
There's no noise.
It's insane, isn't it? I feel for West Ham fans.
I do.
Bloody torture.
Well, I was telling everyone, I said I saw a game in Upton Park. I basically went to watch John Richardson play in a charity match, but at least I got to go and see it. A video's been doing the rounds of some West Ham fans snorting coke off of a bald man's head in the stadium. God. Apparently they've all been banned. One of them
good, I hope so.
But
even the bald man. Did the bald man know it was happening?
Oh, yeah.
Or was he just watching the game?
He's in on it. Now, I think the people involved may be claiming that it's sugar and the whole thing's a bit of a trick. Not a trick, a prank, a banter, a badinage, horseplay.
Mm. Stevia.
But we were talking about this yesterday. Someone told me that they know someone who's like in their 30s or whatever, who goes out the weekend and does coke with their dad.
Oh, God. I
don't know whether in a weird way there's a sort of like bizarre sweetness to that.
No. No, I don't think so.
You think it's bad?
Yeah, I think it's deep tragedy.
I think a lot of people do it.
This is like me having the verve on when I'm walking around. You just made me sad. Me sad about life.
Would you and your dad ever do drugs together?
Only John Smith.
Would you snort it off his head?
Only bodies. Only warm bodies.
I just think it's so mad.
Like you and your Hampton Wick friends, I don't know what you do, probably more. Is it mushrooms you people do in East London when you're at your trendy clubs?
No, it's like,
ayahuasca. Is that what it's called?
It's like acai. What's that green powder that's in everything that's apparently like a super thing? It's like a Japanese thing.
Yeah, there is acai, isn't there? That's a thing. Or spirulina. Snorting spirulina.
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 Oh, hang on. What the flipping hell is that? Ooh, God, that looks quite severe. Biomass of cyanobacteria. God, that sounds like a chemical weapon.
I would have thought you'd have got right into spirulina in your gout phase when you were very healthy.
Still
disgusting.
Healthy.
Turns a smoothie into swamp water.
Still using it?
Yeah. Now actually gone the other way. I fucking love swamp water now. That's the problem. I tell you, I'm the only person who's glad they're leaking effluent into our rivers. It makes me bloody thirsty. Go for a walk now along a stream. I see a turd floating by.
Do you ever see, I guess it's all just mushed in together, isn't it? I don't think you see the kind of, it's not like chunky soup.
No, I think there are lumps in it. I watched a piece this week about
lumps.
I worked at Northwest Water Sewage Treatment Works for a summer when I was 17. I got to go all around and you see it's very primitive. It's just a big grate and they force the water through it and all the big lumps. Obviously, the turds tend to flow through, but the sanitary items get wedged in the grate. And that's phase one.
Okay. So, and then do you have to wear like a face mask or something?
No. It's all just nature rearing tooth and claw, isn't it?
And then who has to like unblock the grate?
It's a giant grate. No, I don't know if they blow it off every now and again or what. But
blow it off
very much, you know, like a jet wash.
Okay, yeah. Someone doesn't have to get in there and pick it with their hands.
I don't know. Fatbergs and everything. We've all got to do. Do you not like the word fatberg?
Oh, it's just there's something about knowing it's all down there. It's like that episode of The X-Files. No.
Tombs.
Yeah. Well, what was the one with like the worm man thing and the sewage?
Oh, yeah.
The I've given myself a stomachache. I'm so repulsed. What's then phase two?
I can't remember what's directly after that. Probably a sort of finer filtration, but it ends up with amazing, like getting sprayed over rocks that have algae in it, that algae eat in certain level of the filth in it. It's remarkable, the filtration system for water. It really makes you just admire what gets done.
You just then pump it back into the system and we all drink it.
Yeah, obviously, I have a slight problem now that we just, you know, cut out all that filtration phase and just dump the shit straight back into the river again. Poor White House is dealing with that. You don't like this, do you?
I remember being at Glasgow Airport, and I don't know what had happened, but raw sewage started to, and this is no exaggeration, burst out of the floor. There must have been a pipe under the pavement, and it was like, you know that bit in Ghostbusters 2 at the start where the slime just sort of emerges upward?
Yes.
It was like that, but and it was just spreading so fast, and the stench, but it was like fluffy, wet poo. It looked like curry sauce, you know, that quite a nice looking texture. But the stench, I was like, oh man.
I imagine, because you puke quite, your body reacts 0-60 in every sense. Joy, grief, hunger, these things all hit you absolutely at pace. I imagine you went nauseous immediately.
Yeah, I did. We got grassed up, you know.
He's puking it. Don't puke in a pie. You're making it worse.
I mean, yeah. Imagine you puked onto. Anyway, yeah. Let's not.
The smell of sheets, one thing. He's puking in it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Carl has been in touch. Carl says, oh, hang on. He posted a video. I'm going to click on the video in a bit. The title is Gary, Indiana, the most miserable city in the US. He says, guys, I accidentally came across this video about Gary, Indiana, and immediately thought of your podcast. In the video, Time Magazine once called it the very model of urban decay, a bit like Leeds and Everton this season, he says. Anyway, thought I'd pass on the info in the interest of your imminent takeover. P.S. I'd love for you to guess the details of my life based only on my name, Carl Sargent.
Ooh, wrestler from the 90s.
Carl Sargent. I think Carl Sargent lives up north.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has, I think he's got, you know, like people from, some northern men are sort of quite attractive even if they're average looking. Do you know what I mean? They have that almost like dark Irish thing. I bet he's actually got quite striking eyes. I think he's got a good dark hair. Haircut. I think he wears like a nice black wool coat, and I think he pops the collar. I think he's got a nice energy about him. I think he talks
about this. Oh, this is getting too vague now. He's got a nice energy about him. Come on, mate. I'm elaborating.
He has a soothing air. I think he talks probably slower than the average person and is calm.
This is all bloody horoscope shit. Well, I think he's got some good news coming. And I think
he's got black wool currently pops the collar.
He cares about. I want you to tell me how old he is. I want you to tell me which city he lives in. I want you to tell me what he does for a living.
Well, I think he lives up north. I'm going to say Manchester. I think he has a mildly creative job. I would say he works for maybe in radio or something like that, broadcasting. And
what is a slam for radio? Mildly creative. Did you hear that?
No, you know what? But he could also work
radio
in advertising.
Radio is dead. Podcast is the future. Matt Ford says it. I think he does something mildly creative like radio. Yeah. Ken Bruce got out just in time. You with your claws out.
Listen to Git. You get accountants who work for radio stations. You know what I mean? I just get the sense that he works in the creative industries.
Oh, I see. So he's in a creative industry, but he himself is not creative.
Well, I don't know. I think
he cleans a gallery.
I think it might be like advertising or something like that, or PR.
Right.
Then adds, I hope Leeds go down instead of Everton. Love the podcast.
Oh, fuck him then.
So I'm going to watch this video. Watch the video. The most miserable city in America. It's called Gary, Indiana. Oh, no.
Oh, that makes me want it more. The most miserable city in America.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay, here we go.
Start at the bottom. We can only make that town better, can't we? You don't want to go somewhere that's already finished.
Quite an annoying video, Tom, and it's long. I might watch that on Thursday with a cup of tea and just...
Yeah, let's have an update. I'll watch it as well, and we'll have an update on. I think we might have to abandon the Gary, Indiana takeover.
Yeah.
Something a bit closer to home, but Hackney Wick... I bet they're into bloody American sports there, aren't they? That's all East London, all that wank where they're all into, they've all got an NFL team.
Good
all
idea.
That shit.
Yeah.
We'll set up Hackney Wick baseball hops, the hops.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the double-dropped hops.
Well, John, I've got something even more exciting than double-dropped hops because we've had even more intel coming in about paper rounds and how much one can make. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Jimmy says, I never was one, but one of my oldest mates was. He used to own £2 per evening for distributing the local newspaper around the North Hertfordshire village where he lived. Eventually, my mate got sick and tired of the job and the poor pay, and in an act of anarchy, decided to set fire to his final batch of newspapers in a bin at the local recreation ground.
Naughty
emergency
boy.
Services were called. My mate became a permanent figure of hate in the local community because a number of residents did not receive their newspaper that week.
Oof, that's a bit much.
Imagine he was your kid. You'd be so worried about him.
What did he say? It was on £2 a week or £2 a round?
£2 a round. So, 5 days, £10 a week.
You get what you pay for, don't you? You pay £2 a round. You're going to get someone who's going to set fire to all the papers.
Torched it. Setting fire to stuff is so scary. I get nervous around the hob.
And also, just for the planet, just pop them straight in the recycling.
I'll just fling them in someone's garden.
Would you? Is that how you'd go rogue as a paper
I don't know.
Boy?
I'll stick them in a hedge. I did that once with some Labour Party leaflets.
Ooh.
Me and a mate went to a
by-election. Around 2010, was it?
Well, mate, this was like 2004. Oh, God, even maybe before then. Could have even been early noughties. Nottingham Labour were running a minibus to West Bromwich to do some by-election campaign. And we'll have a couple of beers. Got there, started doing this round. Me and this mate were like, oh, my God, it's so hilly. There was just a pub on the hill. And we just went in there. Got on it, stuffed all the leaflets in a hedge, and then one of the local MPs said, oh, boys, so nice to have some young'uns here. I'll take you for a beer to say thanks. We were already, plastered. The bus home, man, just full of, normal Labour Party people and two absolutely wasted teenagers. Oh, but they were great days.
Do you want me to come to your party, or do you want a joke about a footballer? Because I've got both.
Okay, I want you to come to my party.
All right, then.
Oh, hello. Hi. Come in.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, yes.
It's a pleasure. What sort of food would you like?
It's just something consistent, just whatever you've got, just the same quality, all the way throughout.
Okay. And have you got...
I want something very tasty and then the next thing I eat is shit.
Okay. Have you got... are you in a good mood?
Yeah, sure. I'm having a good time. You know, I didn't expect to come to this party, you know, so it's a real pleasure to be here. And there's obviously work to do. I hope to be at better parties. But if you ask me at the start of the year, would I get to be at your party now? I wouldn't have believed it. So, you know, I'm very happy to be here.
Okay. And what's your, obviously I know where you're from, but what's the national dish? What sort of food local to your birthplace would you like? Cook up anything.
Do you have any Struppenschlopp?
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so that sounds like you might be German, but I was wondering if you were South African.
No, I'm not German. No, well, okay, perhaps let me go out and come back in again.
Okay, you just
nip
out.
I'm not South African, so I've obviously up. All right, peace, cop. I'll be back in a minute. Let me go out and come back in again.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Are you from Holland?
Yes. Oh, I was always from Holland.
Okay.
I thought that was very clear.
It is now. It is now.
Thank you very much.
It can sometimes be difficult. And are you, I tell you what, you kind of look, you look very fit. Are you playing at the moment? We manage it.
No, but I think thank you for the compliments. No, I'm not playing. You know, obviously, I still feel like I've got a role to play.
Okay, and I guess for you it must be lots of testosterone.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's caused the thing to happen.
Excuse me.
Is that why you're bald?
Well, I don't think it's an issue in my hair.
But you are bald.
Why do you keep talking about my hair?
Because you haven't got any.
Yes,
I'm right.
You haven't got any fringe, but I don't mention it,
Mr. Ten Hag.
Yes.
Well.
Did you notice how many times I knocked on the door?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It was a clue straight away.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you actually do 7 in the first place or not? Are you retro?
I did 7 knocks.
How did you feel when you lost 7-0?
Absolutely. You know, I told the players straight away, I should look. What I'd like you to do is go and get fucking shit-faced and fail to beat Southampton to really fuck Leach over. You know, that's what I want you to do. Why don't you go away and relax and completely take your foot off the pedal?
And
decision over. That's it. We're done. Finished.
Hold on. You won a cup. So you should be happy.
Yes, it's over now. We're all finished. Neil, now we can drop points against all the bottom teams to f*** up our rivals.
Do you think you're not good now?
Yes, no, we finished. It's over. We've had a lovely time, but it's done now. The season is over, my friend.
And then
you can tell I've been spending a lot of time in South Africa. I've been on holidays.
Yeah, like... You've really travelled, sort of Germany, South Africa,
yes,
the Afghani
border.
I've been around.
I get around, baby.
So I'm going to ask you to leave now, but where will you go from here?
Where we'll go back and review the footage from this party, because I think initially I made the decision to come here. I think the on-field decision to come here was a correct one, but well, I'll look back at the video and I might make a decision that I shouldn't have come here and I should take a four-match ban.
Okay. Eric, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
I've written you a joke. I haven't done Joke about football.
Yep.
Presenting an actual joke. How could you tell that the Labour leader had done LSD while playing five-a-side?
I don't know. How could you tell that the Labour leader had done LSD while playing five-a-side?
Keir ran Trippier.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's not bad, is it? It's a bit of fun.
If you were 15, I think that... That was like incredible.
Okay.
Like, oh my God, this guy's brain is wired differently.
I'm 40.
I know how old you are.
Yeah. You're 42, aren't you?
No, I'm 40. Yeah. See, I did a joke then. We can all do
it. Oh, very nice.
We can all do our jokes. We all like jokes around here. Part of who we are.
And can I ask you a very personal question? How often do you wash your sheets?
Once a week.
Would you ever hoover your bed sheets?
I think if I was having to hoover them, I'd worry. But in the situation that you'd dropped sort of, I was going to say dry feed, but like you know, dry stuff on it, yes, I would hoover it in the event of a dry spillage, i.e.,
we tell the listener what bedding you've got on at the moment. I think they'd be fascinated to know because I think again going to the tofu and diet shock, mm-hmm. I think people picture that you've got a big forest bedspread on. But I bet you haven't.
No, I haven't. In fact, we've just got... So this is a situation where... Actually, I've got some really good advice for people. Get a duvet bigger than your mattress.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a double-sized duvet and we got a king-size mattress, or queen. I think it's queen, actually. So it's got a queen mattress. We had a double duvet. Now, obviously, that's not big enough. And it made the bed feel small. We've now got... like a king-sized duvet on a queen mattress. And it makes it feel that you're like in the Hotel Divan every night. It's just this bit, it's made the bed feel 10 times bigger. The problem is, it's 10 times hotter. So I'm waking up with very sweaty legs in the night. So I have to leave more of my body outside it. But there's a sort of decadent period just before I drop off where I'm just so cozy and comfy. But to answer the question, so that's just a household tip, is don't have the space to get a bigger bed, get a bigger duvet instead, and it absolutely feels like your bed is bigger. And secondly, on the duvet, it's got lots of animals on it in the rainforest. But not like you're picturing children's ones. I can sort of tell.
I'm picturing a jigsaw that my daughter has.
This is kind of, it's the sort of thing that you would imagine Oliver Bonass. It's classic, it's stylish, it's contemporary, modern.
Not a sort of string fellow, slightly erotic tiger. Like the sort of tiger you'd get on the back of a dressing gown, that sort of vibe.
No.
Sexy cats.
No. No, it's just like sophisticated. Sophisticats.
Can I completely disagree with your advice to the listener as well? All you're doing in that scenario where you're getting an oversized duvet for the mattress is you're creating overspill, which is going to gather weight through the night and pull the mattress. It's hard enough with your partner tossing and turning, pulling the duvet. Then you've got a sort of, you're going to reach a point of no return, like a tug of war where the central point is shifted over to the side.
No.
And the whole weight of that, what my advice would be, you've got a double bed, you want to get two, maybe not single duvets because they're too small, but two sort of three-quarter size, and you've got one each. When you're tossing and turning, you're not disrupting the other person and you're both free to cocoon yourself. That's what I like to do to get off. I lie on my back, I roll to the left, tuck under the right, roll to the right, tuck under the left, lift the feet, tuck under the feet. So that's double lifted, so the feet are slightly raised.
I mean, I think that's lovely and I'm happy for you, but I think for most people, having two separate duvets on top of one bed is less viable, more mad, looks like crap.
What percentage of our listeners do you think co-sleep? Do you think we're largely listened to by people in relationships? Or do you think we've got a lot of single listeners?
I would say majority single.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say maybe 50-50.
Okay, not a majority then.
No.
Yeah, no, I think majority couples. Because I think most people are in relationships. I think most people are in relationships, and our listenership will you know, represent that.
Isn't that just because you only speak to people who are in relationships with your work?
I don't speak to anyone, mate.
You're only allowed to work with other people.
I go home, I drink half a bottle of red wine, and I have a big bag of crisps. I sleep very badly.
I
have too much verge to shit myself.
Warped your view of society. You think everyone's in a celebrity couple. Like, everyone's married to a comedian, aren't they?
Who's listening to this podcast? Joel Dommett and Hannah, Rob Beckett and Josh Widdicombe together in bed, like Morecambe and Wise. Mm. Chris and Rosie Ramsey, they're listening. Milliken and Delaney.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. That's who's listening to this podcast.
They're the only people.
But email us, hello@cpfpl.com. Duvet tips for coping in a relationship. Tweet at ComediansFPL.
And I would also just say, any stuff around the house, any tips on storing your knives or how to use a peeler? I'm up for all that.
How to use a peeler?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Peeling a sweet potato. Tricky, isn't it? Yes, because they're muddier than normal potatoes. So you sort of
wash it.
Well, no, because then it's wet.
Well, dry it. Oh. You're a fucking idiot. I mean, we've got into this too late. I don't have time to deal with this now, but what is wrong with you? How have we got this far into the podcast? I don't mean in terms of the duration of this episode, but the series. You can't peel vegetables.
I can peel vegetables. I do it all the time.
You got any advice on how to get the tough skin off? And sometimes we go to the toilet. The piss doesn't always go through the jeans, and it just sprays everywhere. How do you piss without it going all down your pants? Have you got any tips?
But also, what peelers are best? Because I've gone for one that's, you know, usually they're quite squat, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've gone for one that's like almost, the blade is at the end, like a toothbrush. So it's like a long handle.
An old shaving peeler.
It's more toothbrush than razor, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And I prefer that.
Okay.
I find that easier to, sometimes I find with the other ones, when you reload, it doesn't cut.
Cracking peeler. Oh, that's all. When it gets caught inside.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I've got a cracking peeler, but it's a serrated edge, and it stays lovely and sharp. Done half peel, but my God, it'll take your thumb off.
Yeah, I've taken the edge of my thumb off on peelers before. But is it so the serrated edge helps it cut?
It's just lethally sharp, like little daggers cutting into the verge.
Does it give it a crinkle cut?
Not really, no. They're very small teeth. They're like little, you know, it's not like a tiger. It's like a little rat.
Oh, peeler dentata.
Well, for the seven people on the podcast who get that joke, you're amongst friends.
If you got that joke, email us hello@cpfpl.com. I guess we'll see everyone soon, John.
Yeah, I guess so. Good luck in your life.
Thank you.
What are you doing this week?
This week, we're working on Spitting Image, which is...
that not finished?
It's finished in
Birmingham.
You're
charging people.
No, it's going to transfer.
You're still writing the bloody thing. People are paying good money.
We're updating the thing to keep it fresh and relevant. I'm interviewing one of
the... Why don't you do the same with your wardrobe?
People say that, you know. I get a lot of shit for my clothes and my haircut. Get me down. I actually did think the other day, I'm going to have to put time in my diary to buy more stylish clothes. And I just thought, fuck that. And then I thought, actually, fuck.
Were you thinking that in Hackney Wick?
I'm going to have to do it. No, it's been a
curse. I bet you were, weren't you? I need to go to a vintage store. Is that what you're thinking?
No, you know what it was? I've got a raincoat that I think is probably the most stylish thing I've got. And I wore it a couple of weeks
ago. The blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You agree or disagree?
I think it's a nice coat.
Yeah, and then I just thought, why don't I just buy more nice things for myself? You know, what I treat myself to are basically...
Oreos.
Oreos, booze, and like corporate experiences. And I was like, I should also apply that sense of fun to my clothing, maybe.
Oh, I cannot wait to see the Hackney Wickification of Matt Ford over the coming weeks.
Yes, it's fascinating viewing. And then on Friday, I'm going to Forest, Newcastle at the City Ground.
Well, here's good luck.
Thing. Oh, well, here's the thing. Just before we go, train up there, Saturday, rail strike. I've got to get back to do rock and roll football.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I've put myself onto a National Express.
Oh, God.
Is that a
bad
idea?
Friday night game?
Yeah, so Friday night.
Oh, out on the lash and then a coach the next morning.
Is that a bad idea?
Oh, I would sponsor a listener to get on that coach and ruin it for you. You could take expenses to just sit next to Matt Ford and constantly talk about being sick and people soiling themselves and eat very eggy foods, and I will pay any expenses. It's a terrible idea. I cannot wait to hear about it. I'm so excited now. It's really perked me up.
I'm obviously worried that I'm going to need to do toilet.
Oh, you're going to do awful toilet. And you don't do that on a coach.
I know.
You just don't. It's going to go right to the front and the driver's going to tell you off.
But what are my other options?
Out of the window, into a carrier bag.
But I mean, travel-wise, you're not coming down to London on Saturday, are you?
If I did, it would be to greet you at Victoria.
Cannot get a lift.
With a hose. No, I'm afraid I shall be otherwise engaged this weekend, but I can't tell you what that has done for me, the knowledge that you're going to be hungover on a coach to London on Saturday, and then you're going to have to broadcast for 3 hours. I want to thank you for that, and I thank you just for your life in general, which really keeps me going.
Well, it feels like a nice note to end on that. Nice talking to you, John.
I really hope you're sick.
Thank you.
I hope Forrest lose and you're sick on the coach.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.